This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. In a warning to a strategic U.S. ally, President Joe Biden says the U.S. will not supply weapons for Israel to attack Rafah, AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
In an interview with CNN, President Joe Biden says that the U.S. is still committed to Israel's defense and will supply Iron Dome rocket interceptors and other defensive arms. But he says that if Israel goes into Rafah, that his administration will not supply the weapons and artillery shells used. A shipment of heavy bombs to Israel was paused last week. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Since Israel has seized the Rafah crossing and it's in control of it now, it's their responsibility to open it and allow aid and humanitarian workers as soon as possible, said State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller on Wednesday.
When it comes to the level of humanitarian assistance, the results as they are today are just unacceptable. There's no other way to put it.
On the report to be delivered to Congress and whether Israel is violating international humanitarian law in Gaza, Miller said it's expected in the coming days. U.S. President Joe Biden issued a requirement in February to the State Department to report to Congress by May 8th on whether it finds credible Israel's assurances that its use of U.S. weapons does not violate U.S. or international law. Palestinian militant group Hamas said on Wednesday it was unwilling to make more concessions to Israel in negotiations over a ceasefire for Gaza, although talks were still underway in Cairo aimed at pausing Israel's seven-month-old offensive. Israel on Monday declared the three-phase proposal approved by Hamas was unacceptable because terms had been watered down. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This is VOA News. Graduation ceremonies are being scaled back or canceled at U.S. universities because of security concerns over pro-Palestinian student protests. New York's Columbia University canceled its main commencement ceremony. VOA's Tina Trin has the story from New York City.
Some are criticizing Columbia for making the move after clearing out a protest encampment. Other U.S. college administrations have agreed to negotiate with students. At Rutgers University, this resulted in the school agreeing to add an Arab Cultural Center, as well as to other concessions, in exchange for the voluntary dismantling of the protesters' encampment. The University of Southern California has also canceled its commencement ceremony. At the University of Michigan, protesters briefly disrupted commencement services there. Tina Trin, VOA News, New York.
Russia on Thursday marks the Soviet Union's victory over Nazi Germany in World War II, as relations with the West spiral deeper into crisis over the advance of Russian troops against Ukraine's Western-backed forces. Vladimir Putin, who rose to power just 8 years after the Soviet Union broke up, will speak at the Victory Day parade on Red Square, though there will be less military hardware on display than in parades before Russia's 2022 invasion of Ukraine. Putin now casts the war as part of a holy struggle with the West, which he says has not forgotten the role played by the Soviet Union in defeating Nazi Germany and the lesson that neither Napoleon Bonaparte or Adolf Hitler could defeat Russia. A survivor of the South African building that collapsed recounted on Wednesday how he emerged unharmed. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
The ANC enjoys rock-solid loyalty from many black South
Britain is refusing to sign the World Health Organization's pandemic accord because the country said it would have to give away a fifth of its vaccines, The Telegraph reported on Wednesday. Now here's Alice Rizzo with more on the South African building collapse.
34-year-old construction worker Moses Malala recounts how the building collapsed on Monday in the South African city of George, trapping dozens of workers. That day, he was on the roof of the building.
It's starting to make big noise, big sound. It's coming from down.
The multi-story building was being built when it collapsed, killing several people. 75 workers had been on the construction site. Many are still unaccounted for. Rescuers were using cranes, drills, and their bare hands to try to reach dozens of people trapped. Layato Developments, the contracted builder of the structure, said it was trying to assist those on site.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. I'm Joe Ramsey.